Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. All hail the saviors of upstate morning radio.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet.
All right, the big announcement. Before we get to the big announcement, though, the speculation abounds, really. Even P1 Bog Brown, a legend in his own mind, legendary P1 Big Brown, says the announcement's going to be that you're bringing Rise Guys P1 Pilsner to Western North Carolina.
Oh.
I mean, hopefully at some point.
Eventually.
You want to drive it up there?
That's not the announcement. Here's the announcement. You want to do a drum roll or what? Do you have a drum roll?
I got one. Hang on.
Oh, you say it with such jest, though.
I just got to remember where it's at.
Okay.
I got a long one and a short one.
No. Oh, God. It sounds like you shot somebody at the beginning. Here's the big announcement. How should I make it? Like, what should I start with? Like, we didn't go do a run-through with this.
I say you just say it.
All right.
Just say it. Just say it. Just spit it out.
For the first time ever, 93.3 The Planet and The Rise Guys, P1 Pilsner Beer by Thomas Creek presents Disturbed with special guest in this moment, Tuesday, September 24th, the Bon Secours Wellness Arena.
Yeah!
For the first time ever.
They've never been here before. It took Rise Guys P1 Pilsner to get them here.
It is going to be Disturbed at the Well. They have never played Greenville.
They've never played the upstate ever. Never, ever, ever have they ever played the upstate of South Carolina. If you've seen them before, you had to drive at least Charlotte or Atlanta to see this band play.
Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m.
Uh-huh.
At the Bon Secours box office and Ticketmaster.com. First of all, several different things that why this is a huge damn big deal. First of all, again, Disturbed. First time ever. You've had to go to Charlotte or Atlanta or Newberry at the Opera House. They've never played there. Charlotte or Atlanta, the closest they've been around here. We're bringing them here. And so the second part of that is that Rise Guys P1 Pilsner is now promoting concerts. I tweeted over the weekend, I'm thinking about being a concert promoter on the side. And look what happened.
Look what happens. Just like that, there we go.
Yeah. I mean, that is huge. And we're going to have all the VIP experiences to give away. We're going to have the meet and greets to give away. We're going to have David Draymond sound-alike contests.
Yes, we are.
Wow. Female look-alike?
Female look-alike?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, if you're a woman who looks like David Draymond or Howie Mandel or Dana White, boom.
Only if she has the Wolverine things coming out of her lip.
Uh-huh.
Those things.
I've never thought of all that, but that's pretty funny.
They all three look exactly alike.
Hope we do another lounge outside. That'd be fun.
Don't jump ahead of yourself. This is September we're talking about. But tickets go on sale this coming Friday at 10 a.m. for a 7:30 show at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Freaking Disturbed. I'll tell you something. I'll pull back the curtains a bit. There was two birthday bashes that they were almost going to play. Something fell through, and then one of them was with David Draymond. I'm thinking of the guy from Shark Tank.
Yeah, Damon John.
Did David Draymond make FUBU?
Yeah.
No, he lost his voice or had some kind of throat surgery or something. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was rehab. I don't know what.
Yeah, I think some kind of health thing going on.
Some kind of health situation that kept him from. Yeah, when I say rehab, I'm talking about his knee. Bad knees.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I went blank. What is
Paige's fangirling right now?
No.
You've wanted to meet David Draymond for so long, and now we're presenting? Oh, yeah.
He suffered from acid reflux and some other things with his voice. So when we, that whole time when he wouldn't speak, it's because the acid reflux.
Well, I'll never forget Ozfest, I believe it was 99 or 2000 or 2001, somewhere around that time. I was sent to by Mark Hendricks to go and interview Disturbed, and I was so nervous. I was so nervous. And then when I got there, we did the meet and greet with the P1s and everything, and then afterwards, I say, David, I was supposed to interview you. And he's like, I have to save my voice. You can interview the guitarist. Like, he whispered. Like, even during the meet and greet, he's like, I have to save my voice. And you think about it. When you get that.
Yeah.
How does Jesse James Dupri speak?
He never stops.
He never breathes.
I can't tell you the secret, brother.
Can't tell you the secret, man.
I choke kids at liquor signings.
Bottle. So, again, if you just tune in, for the first time ever, Disturbed. That's the thing we didn't even really, I mean, we said it, but I like In This Moment. Yeah, I think they're great. They're scary as hell. They are.
You scared of them?
I'm not scared of them, but like the stage performance, I've never seen them perform, but I follow them on Instagram, and they put together a damn show.
Yeah, they do. They put on a hell of a show.
David Draymond will be up there dancing around like he does, salsa dancing and stuff while he sings metal.
In This Moment is not just a good show. It's a sexy, scary, fun show.
Oh, yeah. That one girl. Like, I would.
Don't call her a girl. Call her a woman. She might stab you.
Yes.
She might be a demon.
Yeah.
This harlot. Yeah.
Harlots.
In This Moment and Disturbed, all presented by 93.3 The Planet. The only rock station in town, as far as I'm concerned. The only radio station in town.
Yeah.
That matters. Can Mark Hendricks say that, though? He's over seven.
No.
We need to ask him which one's his favorite.
Magic. Us.
What's his druthers? I know what the big boss says. He told us the other day. Disturbed and special guest In This Moment. The Bon Secours Wellness Arena, September 24th. I know it's a long way away. I see your text, but just know.
It'll get here before you know it.
That you can get tickets starting at 10 a.m. on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what would be great is if we could, like, I don't know, do it like an old school kind of way. Like, you know how they, like, would do, what do they start with front row, and then the next day they give second row, and then the next day they do third row, and so on and so forth? Is that the way they do it? We should do it the backwards way.
Yeah.
We should give away fifth row, then fourth row, then third, second row, and then what on Friday? Front row Friday.
First row Friday. Yep.
Build it up to
that. We can do that. So, I mean, it's presented by Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. We can do whatever we want.
We can do whatever we want. All right, then.
Our foray into concert promotion begins with Disturbed.
Isn't this great?
It's fun.
Barnum and Bailey of morning radio right here. All right, let's do it then. What caller number?
Well, you can do it right now?
Yeah. Hell yes.
We're going to wait fifth row tickets right now, Fatbo.
Damn.
Fifth row tickets to see Disturbed and In This Moment, presented by 93.3 The Planet and Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, the best beer on the planet, Thomas Creek Brewery. Caller, Paige, give me a number between 1 and 93.
Oh, gosh. 30.
Caller 30 right now. Whatever works. 1-800-774-0093. Caller 30 wins two tickets. Set in fifth row.
You will be fifth row for Disturbed and In This Moment. That means you'll be close enough to see everything. And when In This Moment's on stage, you really want to see everything.
You really do.
Mm-hmm.
You really do. So, we'll come back. We'll have us a winner. And then, don't forget, tomorrow we'll have fourth row. Wednesday, third row. What about Friday, Paige?
That would be the front row.
That's right.
That's the pièce de résistance.
We're going to start wearing top hats a lot more now that we're promoting shows.
Yeah. Right? I want a monocle.
Yeah. Monocles, top hats, red coats with tails. Be the ringmaster look.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with a winner, and then we'll also come back with another winner in my heart. That's Paige. Paige, what were you tell us about in the Plex?
Well, if you're single, don't feel bad. There's a high percentage of people that are single now. I'll tell you why next in your Rise Guys headlines.
It's cheaper.
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, it is. But they always said it was cheaper to keep them. Cheaper to keep them?
Cheaper to keep them, yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
I used those when I went to school.
Yeah. No, that's not true. It's not true at all.
That's true. It's a trapper keeper.
Take it from me. It's not cheaper to keep
them. I'll take it from you. I'll give it to you as well. I'm a giver and a taker.
Yeah, you are.
Headlines with the Queen of Hoo-Ha's right after this. Morning.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
In case you missed the big announcement, it has now officially been announced that 93.3 The Planet and the Rise Guys are parting ways. No, actually, I read that backwards. We're back together again, and we're presenting Disturbed September 24th at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. We just gave away fifth row. Let's talk to whoever won that. It is on line three, P1 Street Techniques. Is that right?
That's right. How you doing, man?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Now.
Well, let's make it official, sir. You're going to fifth row to see Disturbed. And In This Moment, presented by 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Hell
and
yeah.
Rise Guys P1 Pilsner Beer by Thomas Creek. Congratulations, sir.
Fantastic, man. I appreciate that so much. You have no idea.
Steve Martindale's having allergy problems this morning. Could not be in here, but regardless, who will you take with you to sit fifth row? Will it be a love interest?
Oh, taking my wife, absolutely.
That's
not
a
love interest.
Oh, that's a forever.
He's taking the grandma.
That's his forever. Well, Street Techniques, what radio station and what beer is sending you to see Disturbed for the first time ever in Greenville?
93.3 The Planet Rocks, man. Hell yeah.
Damn right it is.
Yes.
Congratulations. Hold on. Do we have his info?
Yeah, he's good.
All right. We'll see you at the show, Street Techniques. Have a good morning.
Fantastic. You too. Thank you,
sir. All right. Fourth row tomorrow. Third row day after that. Second row day after that. And freaking front row Friday. Keep it right here. 93.3 The Planet. Planet. Is that the station?
Yeah.
Yeah. 93.3 The Planet. Or Planet. Either way.
Planet Rocks. Yeah.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Oh, if you are single, it's not just you. There's new data that shows that more than half of the young people in America don't have a romantic partner to talk about. And that's a higher percentage than the other years. This is according to a study by the University of Chicago. For the first time ever, the majority of young people are single. So they found that 51% of Americans between the ages of 18 to 34 are now single. And the study has been going on since 1986, which is the highest percentage ever. And there's a lot that could be drawn from the conclusion of that. First, women are waiting to get married and having fewer children.
But this goes like 18 to 34 years old. They're waiting until mid-late 30s to even like entertain people.
That's the demo.
Yeah.
Not around here, they ain't.
No.
Well, I mean, just
you're old enough to drive, you got a kid around here.
Nationally.
Thank you.
And then people are finding themselves and being individuals, and then the internet makes people a little more shut in. And then, of course, you know, people are doing their own thing. So they're not running into relationships or living together. They're getting roommates or living with their parents.
It horrible news for numerous nuptials, our big promotion in February.
I don't mean to do that, but that's
living with parents is a rampant problem. And it is a problem at a certain point, people in your 30s. It seems to me that people have a much harder time meeting people than they did before we had all these technological advancements to keep you in touch with people.
Is that right?
Seems to me that back in the day it was easier to meet people than it is now, when it should be easier to meet people. But it's way harder to meet people.
Yeah, but is it that, or is it just people want to be promiscuous? They don't want the rules of traditional relationships.
I think that's
some people do, but would you say it's a majority? I don't think it is.
I think it's also how people are scared to death of divorce, of divorce.
So. Yeah.
And there's more terrified than ever of rejection, too, and that'll hold you back.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, people need to be individuals these days, the 18 to 34 people.
Yeah.
They find themselves. They have their – they want their lives the way they want it, their niche. They're looking for that.
I think you're right.
I mean, it has to be, because you don't define yourself as a couple like you did years ago.
And you shouldn't define yourself as a couple. You should, you know, have your individual identity of who you are.
Take that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 51% is growing, you know, maybe hope it's not a loneliness epidemic in the country.
But it is. Have you not seen all the stories about that?
It is. But, I mean, that's terrible news that people are just depressed and living alone. If that's what's happening, we need to address that too.
Yeah, I mean, you know? Psychologists are talking about the loneliness epidemic in America, especially amongst young people. That's why this 51% of young people single, the highest number ever by like 5-6%, whatever it is, not necessarily a good thing for like where we are as a society. I mean, we can try to like put ribbons and bows on it, but it's not necessarily a good thing.
It's a good song.
People are having trouble meeting people. They're having trouble connecting with people.
Adjusting.
And loneliness is, according to psychologists in this country, an epidemic.
Yeah.
Loneliness is being classified as an illness at this point. I mean, it's a problem, right?
Well, I mean, I have the same problem. I could do something about it, but, you know, I just choose not to just be with someone. And it's not the whole settling deal.
Yeah.
Because
don't do that.
No, but I mean,
more than once.
Ideally, if you settle, there's difference in settling. There's knowing what you are and what your life is going to be. But I don't need to be with someone to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something with my deal. But I'm not lonely in the sense that there's nobody out there and I can't find them.
No, it isn't like that. Just being alone and being lonely are not the same thing.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time alone, but am I overwhelmed by loneliness? No.
No.
I mentioned
true.
Psychologists think people are lonely because they see it as an epidemic based on people they talk to.
Yeah.
A lot of people do feel lonely, but being alone and being lonely are different. Just because you're alone doesn't mean you're lonely.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Loneliness is a bad feeling. Being alone isn't necessarily bad.
I nod.
All mm-hmm. right.
You nod and stroketh the beard.
Yeah. A wise man once said.
Fat boys struggle with something. I'm trying to figure it out. Who he's talking to.
He's having a hard time over here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how about this crazy story? A little league manager steals money from the team and then tries to cover his tracks and robs a bank to pay it back. A 52-year-old guy by the name of Michael Walters from Pine Lake Park, New Jersey. And he's the manager of a traveling little league team for kids 10 and under. And we don't know if his kid was on the team or not. So
of course he
know.
Was. Yeah. He had to have been, right?
All right. Well, generally that's the case, right? Well, last Wednesday, the other coaches figured out that he'd stolen about $6,500 from the team's fundraiser. They called the cops. They got in touch with Michael, who told them they'd be arrested the next day. So Thursday morning, Michael went to the bank and robbed it to get enough money to pay back the team. He deposited it into the team's account, but the cops quickly connected the dots, and they matched the car from the bank robbery to Michael. Now he's arrested for theft for the Little League embezzling and robbery from the bank. End of story.
Huh.
All that in one day.
He's a busy guy.
He just wasn't well planned. So what if you can go to Pound Town? Would you want to travel to Pound Town?
I would, but can I just real quick on that last story?
Uh-oh.
What in the hell Little League team had $6,500 in an account?
That was the charity thing that they raised that much money. Good for them.
All right, I guess they did good, yeah.
You got a bunch of kids washing good. Your car, I guess.
Yeah, $6,500.
Maybe
man.
They sold some stuff and did really well, or you know, through the course of the year, they added that up, or travel expenses or whatever, you know, to run the whole place. Might have been just the general fund. They didn't break down the accounts.
Does it cost that much to sponsor a team?
No.
I wouldn't think.
Oh, it doesn't.
I don't know, man.
You know how when we had our softball team, the Rise Guys P1 Shockers, do you remember how much it cost to sponsor our team?
No.
You had to buy the jerseys.
Yep.
That was
all it was.
Yep. You bought the jerseys, you got to put your name on them. That
yep.
was it.
I guess because they were
it was
a travel.
Enron. A lot of people don't know that. It was Enron.
They were a travel team. Maybe that's why they needed money.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's why they
Ron
Hubbard. Apparently, it was $6,500 from their fundraisers for themselves.
Yeah.
Damn.
They
you
weren't
still
raising it for charity. That was to run the team. That's a lot of money for a Little League baseball team, ain't it?
Yeah, I mean, if you got trainers. I know I could have played Downtown Soccer Association, but that was expensive, too. You got trainers and travels and bags and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't afford to play. But that was good.
I had no idea there was that much money in 10 and under travel Little League ball.
Oh, yeah.
The big racket.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, you want to go to Pound Town? There's a petition.
Can we drive the beef bus?
It sounds that way, doesn't it? But not exactly. That is not the intent from the people that want to change a Texas town, Dripping Springs, to Pound Town.
Dripping Springs?
Yes.
Jesus.
They want to change this because one of the founding members, Dr. Joseph Pound and his wife, Sarah Pound, they were the first doctors of this area, so they want to change it in honor of the residents, the Pounds, to Pound Town. Well, of course.
Was it a bariatric clinic?
That I don't know. I imagine a general practitioner back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, the internet is going crazy because who would want to go to Pound Town? And people, there's a GoFundMe page for Pound Town, and people are like, yeah, I want to go to Pound Town.
I'll share that one.
Take me to Pound Town. No,
yeah.
That's, what like, frat boys came up with this idea?
Yeah, it's kind of like Intercourse, Pennsylvania. People were making fun of that Pound Town and, yeah, in the same vein. But, you know.
Pound Town, for those of you that don't get it, is a euphemism for sex. Right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is.
Go to Pound Town. Yeah, Fat Boy's showing me the crest or the, what is that, the insignia of the town?
Yeah, but it's well over the goal, money-wise.
Yeah. Oh, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, 1854 was the goal.
Oh, I see now. Damn.
Yeah. What did it get? What's it raised?
2,200 of the 1,800 goal. So they that's how much they had to raise to pay for the paperwork to change it?
Yeah, to put the petition.
I think Dripping Springs would be better. Like, Ric really? Flair could be the mayor.
Yeah.
Well, I imagine the residents would be, you know, if they all decide that they want to change it from Dripping Springs to Pound Town.
You have to look at it this way. Which one is going to sell more souvenirs? Souvenirs, as the peons say. Which one? Would you rather have a T-shirt that says, I went to Pound Town, or would you like to have a T-shirt that said, I went to Dripping Springs?
Pound Town.
I know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Or your husband. I took my wife to Pound Town for our honeymoon. I mean, that should be the new honeymoon destination is Pound Town.
They raised $2,300 roughly to change the name of a town that has 1,800 people.
Well, one of their biggest financial supporters to change it to Pound Town is Jesse James from Outlaw Garage. He gave $1,500 to change the name to Pound Town.
He gave almost a dollar per resident. Yes,
got that much money left?
Apparently.
Yes, he did. So
probably stole it from a Little League ball team.
And
Sandy B cut him a check.
So the people that decided to do this, he says a lot of people had this, you know, I know it's a little tongue-in-cheek, but it was meant for, you know, to honor the historical value of the town, not to make fun of it, you know, with Pound Town.
When you say tongue-in-cheek, are you making a fist on the other side of the cheek?
No, I'm not.
Doing that thing?
Not at all.
Never knew what that meant.
A bunch of church-going people have dirty minds, according to the people that want to change
Okay, so tell those dirty-minded church people, or the ones that say, tell them the meaning of that now.
Oh, boy.
It means a different thing.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, it's right by Austin. They'd get tons of tourism dollars if it was right by Austin.
What?
And it is.
Austin.
Austin, what? Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was answering the man's question.
Oh, Austin.
Hmm. All right, then. So do you want to become your boss's favorite employee?
Too late.
Too late. Somebody's already taken that.
Who do you think is Mark's favorite on our show as far as having to deal with? I have a great idea about that.
I think it's Nine.
I think it's Nine, too.
Uh-huh.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because you hound him every day.
I do not. I don't bug him.
Brown nose?
I don't bug him.
I'm brown nose.
I go the other way around.
I speak to him.
I pretend I have to go get water so I can arc around and go straight to the office.
Yeah, I speak to him.
I know if I hear him and Julius talking, I'll cut through the conference room.
Him and Julius.
Yeah. Orange.
Yeah. More conversation.
I speak to him. I try not to give him too hard a time.
I speak to him. I'm just wondering if you asked, he would never say, but like which one's his favorite to work with?
Oh.
I think, or easiest, or maybe his favorite. I think it would be Nine.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, if you're not the golden child like Nine, here's some pointers for you.
I'm going to take notes.
Okay. If you're trying to get in the good graces of your boss, you should solve your own problems. Show some initiative. Only bring up stuff your boss and tell him that you can figure it out yourself.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but yeah, okay.
So get to work early. People who show up early tend to be more competent in what they're doing.
That's why I'm not the
favorite. We get here before he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all get here before he does. He don't know who gets here first.
All right, so.
He sees my videos on Snapchat. He knows.
He don't use Snap.
You kind of need to suck up to him.
He does.
You know, maybe some of us in the room.
On his side.
Are on to this tip where they know that the brown nosing does work, according to this. Say thanks more often.
I wouldn't say Nine's a brown noser. I think he's more of the, I would say Nine is probably the liaison to management.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And I also like how saying thanks more often means you kiss ass. Just because you thank someone for something, you're kissing their ass?
No, a study.
Welcome to America in 2019.
2011 found that expressing gratitude for your boss's feedback, and even if it's negative, will make them feel warmer towards you. So I guess.
But what if they're wrong, though? You should act like they're right?
You're overthinking it.
No, I ain't done it.
Okay. So manage up. If you've heard the term, it's all about managing the people above you and finding ways to help them succeed. So if you do it, they'll do it too. So help people, and your boss will love you. End of story.
Yeah.
Be helpful.
Help others?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I can go to the bathroom so bad.
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
You're shaking. You
I'm
got the
sorry.
Shaky legs.
Look at my skin.
What you got to do?
Oh, yeah, you got goosebumps. Number yeah, you do.
Uh-oh. Should yeah. I?
Both.
No. Oh, I'm keep so it sorry. Going.
All right, no, we so can't take a break because one of us is
I'm sorry. I just don't want it to happen on the floor. That's all I'm saying.
If it happens, it happens.
Okay.
Can you hang about five more?
I got a trash can over there.
Goodness.
You know, it's definitely going to smell bad.
Yeah. Smell like somebody didn't we walked in this morning.
Oh, well, could have. Who knows? All right. Number five at the movies and the top five. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. Still making money at the box office. It's a cute film. $6.5 million. Up to $145.8 million in its fifth week of being out there. People are still loving that movie.
Mm. You said Drain?
Train. I did not.
How to Train Your Dragon? Yeah.
Kills every time.
Don't make me laugh, man.
All right, so
I can't laugh right now. I'm gonna take you. I'm gonna take you.
No, you do.
5 feet apart, number four, 8.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Fat boy, what movie is 5 feet apart? I've never heard of it.
I don't know.
It's how my legs are gonna be when I'm flying over it.
Okay, so I'll move on. Here's the top three: Wonder Park, $9 million, and then Captain Marvel, still raking in at the box office.
Second Captain Marvel Stew is what Matt's about to make.
Still doing well.
I still want to see it.
$35 million, up to $321.5 million in its third week of production. So the number one movie at the box office is Us, $70.3 million. Jordan Peele's movie.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Still want to see Us. Yeah, it just came out. That's why I didn't go. I don't like crowded movie theaters.
No.
I don't like to watch a movie with hundreds of other people. I'm going to see it soon, though. In like 2 or 3 weeks, maybe.
I can't wait.
I know. All right.
Man. I'd like to see that. There's been a lot of good talk about it.
Us?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be fun. It'd be fun to watch. Pet Sematary comes out in 2 weeks.
I know. I can't wait to see that.
Ma comes out in a month or two.
Yeah. Yeah. Back to the Future, the reboot.
Dumbo comes out this Friday.
Dumbo.
Dumbo's not going to be good because none of the animals talk.
Oh, yeah.
That's
they got to be characters, you know? Don't you think? Just
yeah,
like Disney.
Absolutely they do.
I haven't liked any of their live-action remakes.
It's just bizarre. All right. Well, I'm
But that's just me being a jerk, apparently.
No. Don't cut it short for me. I've already worked past it, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it goes away. Like, you've been rushing through, and we've been trying to talk about movies and stuff.
I haven't been rushing.
Yeah.
No, okay,
I'm done.
Mueller was, though, I read.
Mueller. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you missed the big announcement earlier, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner and 93.3 The Planet presents Disturbed. That is September 24th at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. We gave away fifth row today. Tomorrow, fourth row. Go to 933theplanetrocks.com for more info. And hell, who knows? We'll give away something next right after this. Hold on.
Text the Rise Guys. Just tickle your keypad at 72341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet
Rocks.
All right, I'm back. Rise Guys Morning Show. Thank you to everybody who Facebooked, Instagrammed, tweeted, Snapchatted, DM'd, emailed, and called.
Yes.
Had a great time. Hopefully you did if you missed the big announcement.
What?
93.3 The Planet Rocks and our beer, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner by Thomas Creek presents Disturbed along with In This Moment live in Greenville for the first time ever at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena September 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets going to sell this coming Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com in the Bon Secours Wellness Ticket Box Office. We gave away fifth row earlier. We'll have fourth row tomorrow. If you didn't win those, guess what? We got another prize for you here.
Yeah, we do.
And now, Nine's TSL question of the day.
According to Paige and Rise Guy's headlines earlier, the average woman turns into her mother at what age?
Oh, that's a good one.
Text that answer to the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. That number is 72341. 72341. Take the 93rd correct answer to be a winner.
Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Paige is going to rock you at work next. Fatboy in, 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank y'all for listening. Have a blessed day and tickle it, guys. It is good.
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rock.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.